Christian Miller.
You first time up here?
There is.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Not bad stories, but it's just been a while, so.
What's the spring been like for you?
It's been really good. I've been just trying to improve on things I want to improve on, and really just trying to get better overall and just try to step up more as a leader and help out these young guys as well.
You're a guy that's had a lot of people in front of you. You've had to wait your turn. What's that been like?
It's kind of just what I expected, you know, just coming in and competing, you know, just working the best I can. And, you know, that's what I've done. And it's starting to pay off now. And, you know, I've learned a lot. So, you know, it's been fine.
I know you've known you as sort of a pass rusher, but how were you in terms of becoming that complete linebacker to go to?
I think I'm really about where I think I needed to be. I mean, I'm 240 pounds now. I came in at like 205. So I'm a lot stronger now. I feel a lot more confident in the run game. So I think I'm about there finally.
You still do everything that you could do 35 pounds ago?
Yeah. No, I honestly, but I feel more explosive now too. So, I mean, the weight hasn't affected me at all. I mean, I'm probably faster as well. So I feel good. I feel good right now.
Heard stories of you being able to do backflips in high school. You still do those? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, I can still do them.
You've ever done them in practice?
No, not in practice. I don't think Coach Saban would be a fan of that. But, I still could do them.
What's that position group like now? You guys lost Tim and Ryan. What's that group like?
It's still a hard-working group, I guess. I mean, kind of similar. You got similar body frames. I mean, you know, athleticism still there. I mean, I guess the only thing we just need to start picking up more leadership in our group. You know, just and that comes from older guys like me, and that's something I want to do is just become more of a leader. I haven't had to say too much since I've been more of a younger guy the past couple of years, but now I want to step up like those guys did and kind of help lead the younger guys like they did to me. And, you know, that did a lot for me, so I know I can do a lot for the younger guys.
How are you doing that? I mean, like, how are you actively trying to become more of a leader?
Vocally, I mean, is my main area, but because I've always been one to try to lead by example. I never like to, you know, overstep boundaries, say too much, but I've just learned, like, now that I'm in a position where I need to speak up, it's more helpful just to vocally lead people if that's helping them learn the system off the field, or just even just helping them out just routinely, just ways that, you know, just make things easier for them. So
you got an example where maybe you pulled one of the younger guys, you know, Ben's making that transition over there, mm-hmm. or whoever, you know, have you pulled one aside and done that?
Not specifically, but I mean, even with our group, I mean, we do things similar to that. With, for instance, we had a thing where we paired up with somebody in our group, and we wrote out two things that we feel like they're doing extremely well and two things that they could possibly work on, and we exchanged them, just helping each other out. That way they're not just hearing it from a coach, we're hearing it from each other. So
who led that charge to do that?
It was Coach Tosh's idea.
Now, what did they tell you you needed to work on?
I'll be honest, I actually came in there late because I had to do treatment that day.
They didn't pile on, did they?
No. Honestly, I haven't looked at mine yet. So we literally just did this the other day. So I probably, it was kind of like we didn't have an open discussion about it. It's almost like you kind of just look at it and you just know, sign up. I need to go look at mine.
You think punctuality is going to be on there?
I have no idea, honestly.
I think a lot of people are looking at Tim leaving and so forth. Mm. Who's going to be that sack guy for this team this year?
I mean, honestly, I think it could be a number of guys. I mean, just all together. I mean, I think right now we have a lot of athleticism, more than we've probably had in recent years. So, I mean, honestly, I can't tell who would lead it. Honestly, I think our main thing is I don't know if we're even trying to compete like against each other right now against who's going to have more sacks. I think we just want to, whoever can get in and make a play, that's who's going to be playing and do that.
How come it could be you, though?
I think it could be me.
Yeah.
I have confidence in myself, I do. But I really, like I said, sometimes, just like Coach Saban was telling us, it's not always even just about making sacks. Sometimes you just got to affect the quarterback, and I think that's one thing we're trying to work on. It's not always about the numbers. There's also other ways you can, you know, put up stats that might not be on paper.
How comfortable are you in that Sam role?
I mean, I'm very comfortable. That's kind of something I've done for a while. It's kind of what fits my game. Like, I can cover tight ends. I can drop. I can play the edge. I mean, that's honestly what I do. So, I mean, I'm very comfortable.
Was adding more weight, more about the standing, maybe the wear and tear of the season, and also just, being able to play a higher snap count and being every down player in that sense?
Yeah. I mean, that definitely plays a part of it, especially as the season goes on. So it's important, you know, just stay healthy and just get bigger and, do what you have to do to be durable, because, I mean, you're no good if you're on the sideline.
Have you seen from Anthony?
What have I seen from Anthony? Yes. He's very physical, big guy, but he's also very athletic. And he's, he's probably more versatile than you think. So he can do a lot of things well, and he helps out a lot. I mean, he can cover. He can obviously hold the edge very well. He can even rush the passer. So he does a lot of things well, and he's really trying to step up and be a leader as well. So he's a good guy.
How fierce is that battle between him and Terrell Hall?
I'm probably as fierce as any other battle on the team, honestly. I think everybody right now is not only trying to get better for themselves, but just compete and try to work their way into the final role with this team. So
you mentioned covering the tight ends. How much of the offense changed in that regard? I mean, where, you know, maybe you are covering them more on extended routes and vertical routes and those kind of things.
Honestly, I wouldn't even really be able to tell you that. That might be a better question for the offensive guys. I just know when I'm out there, whatever my responsibility is, I just try to make sure I get that done. So as if the tight ends running vertical, he's trying to block me. I'm just trying to win that battle for myself.
Back to that thing about writing down, and I'm not asking who you drew, but was it tough to write, this is what you need to work on?
It was a little tough, but I think it's almost more like, I wouldn't even say tough love. I mean, because it's really just, it's not to criticize in any way. It's not like, oh, you know, you're awful at doing this. It's not that by any means that, no. It's really just, I think this could help you, you know, be a better player. And I think that's just what it was all about. And I think it was good, you know, just to hear from your own teammate, not just your coach. So
thanks, Christian.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No problem.